We are staying local. We're moving over to the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor William Durkin joins me on the line now. Good morning, William. Thanks for taking our call. And we are looking at those motions from the latest MD meeting. William, your first one is in relation to road surfacing. You're looking for the council to inspect the road surface adjacent to the OR 148 outside the BBC United soccer ground there in Moy Valley.
That's right. And if listeners are familiar with the area, there's a section of road just outside the BBC United grounds where people access and park for matches, but also where it services the exit for Moy Valley Garden Centre. And essentially, it's an area that doesn't have a permanent cover on it, it takes quite a lot of regular repair. So I was very happy to see that the council will meet me there on site. And they did say in their response that any additional works would need additional funding. But I'm confident that when we meet on site, we'll be able to look at putting a better surface in place to improve safety, a more permanent solution there to cut down on repairs. And I'm confident we'd be able to find some funding, certainly in next year's budget, if not in the current budget, to try and improve that there.
All right, William, your next question to the council is about confirming if it has undertaken a recent evaluation of the OR 160 Ballinadrumney area to clear drainage cuts and improve the overall water drainage on that stretch of road. Did the council come back? Were they able to confirm if they had carried that out or not?
It's something that they were able to say that they haven't carried out yet, but because they're currently working through their summer works programme and they'll be very busy with that over the coming weeks, they've been advised of the issue that's there, and we're again going to meet and take a look at that on site to see if something can be done, because it's a long running issue on that stretch of road as you move from Broadford out towards Longwood, and the houses there in particular and a lot of residents are very badly impacted during heavy downpours, as the road is higher than a lot of the houses there and it often drains down into the private property. So it's a really big problem and a long running one for people that live there. So we're hopeful we can do something with additional cuts and try and just reduce that volume of water that sits there after heavy showers, because it is a big problem for people that live there.
Of course. And in terms of the summer works programme, is there any indication as to when that will end? And then will this be included in that, or by the end of it, will they see if it's something they can do?
This one will be looked at the end of the other programme, because the works programme, which is ongoing, and it started a couple of weeks ago and it's expected to run on until the end of this month, is very weather dependent as well. And it's one of the challenges that the crews face. They were a little bit behind schedule in our last update that we received, because there were some days where due to the volume of rain they weren't able to work, and even some days where the temperatures were so too high that they couldn't work in the last couple of weeks as well, because it really is a balance in terms of putting the road surfaces down. But they have made some really good progress, and we were provided with a full list of the works that are coming up there, and it's expected over the next month that a lot of those works will be completed, weather dependent, and then at the end of that they'll be taking a look at some of the other issues around, which includes additional drainage cuts there, and it includes that previous issue of the BBC United grounds as well. So they'll do all of the regular works first, and then we'll take a look at what's available in terms of time to tackle some of these extra pieces.
All right, William, you're also asking if there are any plans to provide an additional bin in Johnstown Bridge adjacent to the existing northbound bus stop. Is that something that residents have been calling for? Is there an increase of maybe some bins being overflowing there?
That's it, exactly. It is something that residents have been calling for, and they've been in contact regularly with the council. The area that they're pointing to in particular has recently seen a little bit of upgrade in terms of the bus stop area that's there opposite the local shop, and also the men's shed in the town have done a great job of repositioning and providing a small bench area for that bus stop. But one of the issues that crops up is that there's no bin on that side of the road. So there is small issues with litter there, largely unintentional, as people wait for the bus and often have to leave in a hurry. Maybe they accidentally leave a little bit of litter behind. So just getting a bin provided there, it seems to me like a reasonable small ask, but something that would help further improve that area.
Of course. And William, your last motion to the council is one that I think a lot of people are also kind of wanting clarity on. It's in relation to contacting Uisce Éireann regarding the ongoing water supply issues at Allan Reservoir due to the significant public impact. I mean, over the past month, the amount of notices KFM were getting of the impacts to the reservoir, you know, water outages, water supply disruption. Is the council going to contact Uisce Éireann in relation to this?
They are. And as you say, and as so many listeners will be aware, it's one of the most significant issues I've seen impact the community since my time on the council. And in our meeting, it was by far the most significant issue of the day. We went so far as to step outside normal meeting procedures due to the volume of input that members across all parties wanted to have on this issue. So the first thing that's very important to point out is that water services is outside the remit of the council in terms of what's actually provided there. So it is Uisce Éireann that has that responsibility. And what it means for us as representatives is that we can also be quite frustrated when we try to get information from those bodies that are outside the remit of the council. But I have to say, in the case of the recent outages in the Allan Reservoir area, and the level of communication and the level of service by Uisce Éireann, it's simply not good enough for the community that lives there. There was a lot of anger during the most recent meeting and when we outlined the serious impact that it's having on people, and in particular most vulnerable people. I think of elderly residents who are out without water on the hottest day of the year so far in this case. And we also had other members raise cases of business owners and people running creches, for example, where they had no water and unable to provide it during the hottest day of the year. So in terms of the service from Uisce Éireann, it's simply not good enough in the case of the Allan Reservoir issues. And there's very, very poor communication around what exactly the issue is, what the possible solution might be, and what kind of timeline and what resources are needed to actually fix that issue that's there. So certainly an awful lot of frustration. And the 15,000 or so residents that are serviced by that are very right to be frustrated and angry with the quality of service that they've received there from Uisce Éireann.
And have Uisce Éireann ever acknowledged that? Have they ever engaged with the council on trying to better those communications? I mean, has there actually been any engagement with the council and Uisce Éireann over the past month, especially during the heat wave that we had alongside all of those water disruptions?
The communication that I've received as a public representative from them has been no clearer than what the general public and people will have received in that area as well, which is really disappointing in that specific case. While it's not a service that we have direct remit over on the council, other government agencies are very, very good at making sure the local representatives are kept up to speed and kept up to date, provided with regular briefings. And to be quite honest, the latest briefing that we had from Uisce Éireann didn't provide much clarity either in this case. So that's really what we've expressed, and what we will be expressing directly to Uisce Éireann this week in a letter, is that the level of communication isn't good enough, the level of service isn't good enough, and we need to meet face-to-face in the council to see what we can do or how we can help address these issues. Because at the end of the day, it's the service users on the ground that are feeling the impact, and it's we've no further information about if there's an end in sight to that service disruption.
All right. And William, we will stay in touch in regards to that letter being sent out, and if there is going to be a face-to-face meeting with Uisce Éireann by Kildare County Council and the local representatives. But that is Fine Gael councillor on the Clanmaneuth Municipal District, William Durkin, on those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. And of course, we always welcome Uisce Éireann to provide a statement. We did report on their statements that we requested during the likes of those heat waves that we had only a few weeks ago. And in relation to the amount of disruptions, Uisce Éireann did say to us that they would have a Kildare spokesperson available. And then the following week, they said that no spokesperson was available. So there is a lack of communication there as well. But we will try to keep you as up to date as possible. And we can understand how frustrating it is for residents there in North Kildare constantly being impacted. And as William Durkin rightly pointed out, you know, there are water outages there that many people had on the hottest day of the year, the hottest May that Ireland has had into quite some time. But we will keep you posted here on KFM.